everyone. Sandman here. So over the last 3 or 4 months, I've been playing a little bit of an experiment with that girl that I talked about, Sailor Spoon. And it's not something that I would do with everyone, except for the lowest of the low type of person. I've been acting like a complete jerk to her. I've been putting her down, talking down to her, and giving her little bits of attention here and there. Just enough for her to keep calling me back and wanting more. Over the last few months, what I've learned is that a man has to be really hurt bad by women to become a jerk. And some jerks have tons of self-esteem, because they don't care about women's feelings, because women didn't care about theirs at some point in the past, and hurt their feelings pretty bad. Many jerks look down upon women, and the men that put women on a pedestal are the ones that women don't want in their lives. It's almost like most women don't want respect. It's almost like they enjoy being belittled and talked down to. In my own life, I went from being a needy guy to one that was full of anger and shock after taking the red pill. And then I turned into a rational man, studying male and female relationships as well as male and female nature in some kind of a clinical way. Now I feel like I'm a little bit of a tinkering social scientist, and to be honest, a bit of a jerk to the people that I no longer respect. Women always complain when a guy doesn't call. And I don't call Sailor Spoon, she calls me. And because of that, now I think that the reason women hate it when guys they want something from don't call them is because firstly it lowers their self-esteem, and it also makes them feel inadequate in some way as well as being needy. Needless to say, Sailor Spoon keeps calling me about 3 or 4 times a day, and when she calls, half the time I don't even pick up the phone. And the other half when I do, I say things like, "Oh, it's you, what do you want?" And she just gets pissed off, huffs and puffs, raises her tone of voice, and says, "Why are you talking to me like this?" At that point, I say, "Well, if you're going to raise your voice at me like this and disrespect me, I'm going to have to put the phone down." And then I hang up, and then 10 minutes later, she's asking me when I'm going to come over. The less I care about her, the more she seems to care about me. She sounds like someone that was neglected as a child and was basically looking for attention. She's also completely narcissistic. You can't criticize her about anything, even if it's constructive criticism, without her blowing up. She came over to my place only once, but she doesn't know the address and she's been wanting to come back ever since seeing how I live. She's been asking me how to take the bus over here, and I told her that I'd come to her place, but I don't want her over here at all. The more I tell her no, and the more I treat her poorly, the more she seems interested in me. Years ago, I would have loved to be in this particular situation. But now that I know what's going on and how it all works, it's kind of boring. In order for a man to develop a backbone and become more of a bad boy in the hopes of attracting women, he does have to be badly hurt once. As far as I can tell, many jerks have already taken the red pill subconsciously and tend to push women away both emotionally and physically so they don't get hurt again. However, for women, this comes across as self-confidence or a man that's in need of fixing. It seems women have a hard time figuring out if a man is either being emotionally distant or if he's being self-confident. Those two modes of male thinking seem to be very difficult for most women to distinguish. Nice guys seem very easy for women to figure out, and therefore they always end up being pretty much single. However, jerks, if they have a combination of self-esteem issues and genuine self-confidence, present a challenge to most women. They want to fix them. Men, it seems, want to fix things in the physical world. And women want to fix men so that they can behave properly according to what females want. But once a man behaves properly, women tend to get bored and want to move on and fix the next guy. I've made many observations that men that are still in marriages after 20 or 30 years tend to be unfixable jerks. No matter how much a woman tries to change their behavior, they still go out drinking with their buddies, say inappropriate things, and behave like a 5-year-old. I've also seen plenty of inappropriately behaving men married at least 2 or 3 times, so it's not necessarily the case in all situations. But I rarely see well-behaved men in marriages that last longer than 10 years. The nice guys end up getting tossed out in the garbage, and they get replaced by jerks. Women fall for jerks because many times they too lack self-esteem. There is no way in hell that I would sleep with Sailor Spoon. I asked her when was the last time she was checked for STDs. And she said it was about 6 or 7 years ago. I also asked her how many men she slept with, and she said that it was none of my business, and she wishes that it was zero. Recently, she's been asking me to come over to her house and sleep in her bed and give her tons of affection. I told her that I would do that under the condition that she be naked in bed, but she refused and called me a jerk. So I said, sorry, I won't be doing that. And since then, she's been saying that she's having sleepovers with another male friend of hers that involve being fully clothed, and he comes over and fixes the faucet in her kitchen and bathroom, as well as her shoe rack, and bought her a DVD player as well. I ask her, so is this guy interested in dating you? And she says, of course he is. And I then said, but you're using him for favors and leading him on. That's pretty low, and you should be ashamed of yourself. She said, no, I'm a nice person, and I don't take advantage of anyone. There I am, catching her in a blatant lie, and she's justifying using this guy for his skills to fix things in her apartment. To all the nice guys out there, the nice guy does all the work for women, and the jerk takes them to bed. Jerks also appear to lack empathy. Men with empathy are generally weaker, and from an evolutionary standpoint, don't typically make it. Jerks, however, are ruthless in the past, and would savagely grab a man by the neck and squeeze him until he was dead. And then he would take that man's land, women, children, oxen, whatever. The nice guy found himself in a shallow grave. Sailor Spoon's intentions are relatively clear to me. She wants me to take her on day trips, as well as entertain her in different restaurants, which I will not do. I also think she wants a relationship because she's 31 and starting to age. The wall has come, and now she's having to work harder and put on more makeup than ever to keep things looking together. For you purple pill guys out there, you need to convincingly pretend not to give a shit about the women that you're dating. It's hard to respect a woman like Sailor Spoon when she openly admits to using men as utilities. How could any self-loving man respect that type of behavior from a woman and continue to respect himself? I don't think it's possible. Men that would classify themselves as successful guys in a traditional society like ours need to hide the fact that they love their girlfriends, wives, and children. Many guys I know build a layer of jerk on the outside to protect their inner tender selves. I'm not talking about the jerk that lacks self-confidence, but the man that was hurt in the past. But being self-confident, as well as being a jerk to women that you know are trying to use you and take advantage of you in some crazy way, is like poetic justice. I can't describe how good it feels. Women also try to fix men with the hopes of getting into their hearts and conquering them. Men fix things for women with the hopes of getting between their legs. We are told that men are fixers of things, which is true, but women are fixers of men, or they try to be. If they don't fix us, then we can't fix the things that they rely upon. I would also like to go as far as to say that the female version of a simp is a woman that tries to change a man and fix him, while the male simp tries to fix a woman's life and make things easier for her. So by that same logic and reason, then the female equivalent of a male jerk is a passive woman that doesn't try to change her man. A quiet woman that doesn't nag or complain appeals to certain male base urges, just like a jerk appeals to certain female base urges. That's my theory anyways. If you're a guy out there that's basically dating somebody, try acting like a jerk and change it up and then revert back to your old ways and see what happens. Or if you find all this too complicated, then do what I do and just go your own way and start looking at female behavior as a science fair experiment. Another thing I realize is that when women vent their frustrations, it's almost like they're desperately trying to get a man to empathize with them. What most women don't realize is that a guy listens to a woman's venting and gets used as an emotional tampon because he wants sex. And the hope of getting laid keeps that man listening to her bullshit seemingly forever. With regards to calling Sailor Spoon and promising to call her back, which I never do, and I have no interest in hanging around with her or giving her any attention. At this point, she's becoming more and more psychotic, the less and less attention that I give her. She's becoming increasingly annoying, and as long as I even pick up the phone once, she's going to keep calling me. One of these days, I'll say enough is enough, and I'll just decide to never pick up the phone when she calls ever again. Anyways, that's about all I've got to say on being a jerk and relating it to women. Thank you everyone for taking your daily dose of red pills. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.